2. Majeston, Chief of Reflectivity. The reflective spirits are of divine trinity origin. There are 50 of these unique and somewhat mysterious beings. 7 of these extraordinary personalities were created at a time, and each such creative episode was effected by a liaison of the Paradise Trinity and one of the 7 master spirits. This momentous transaction, occurring in the dawn of time, represents the initial effort of the Supreme Creator Personalities, represented by the Master Spirits, to function as co-creators with the Paradise Trinity. This union of the creative power of the Supreme Creators with the creative potentials of the Trinity is the very source of the actuality of the Supreme Being. Therefore, when the cycle of reflective creation had run its course, when each of the 7 master spirits had found perfect creative synchrony with the Paradise Trinity, when the 49th reflective spirit had personalized, then a new and far-reaching reaction occurred in the Deity Absolute, which imparted new personality prerogatives to the Supreme Being and culminated in the personalization of Majeston, the Reflectivity Chief and Paradise Center of all the work of the 49 Reflective Spirits and their associates throughout the Universe of Universes. Majeston is a true person, the personal and infallible center of reflectivity phenomena in all 7 superuniverses of time and space. He maintains permanent Paradise headquarters near the center of all things at the rendezvous of the 7 Master Spirits. He is concerned solely with the coordination and maintenance of the reflectivity service in the far-flung creation. He is not otherwise involved in the administration of universe affairs. Majeston is not included in our catalog of Paradise personalities because he is the only existing personality of divinity created by the Supreme Being in functional liaison with the Deity Absolute. He is a person, but he is exclusively and apparently automatically concerned with this one phase of universe economy. He does not now function in any personal capacity with relation to other, non-reflective, orders of universe personalities. The creation of Majeston signalized the first supreme creative act of the Supreme Being. This will to action was volitional in the Supreme Being, but the stupendous reaction of the Deity Absolute was not foreknown. Not since the eternity appearance of Avona had the universe witnessed such a tremendous factualization of such a gigantic and far-flung alignment of power and coordination of functional spirit activities. The Deity response to the creative wills of the Supreme Being and his associates was vastly beyond their purposeful intent and greatly in excess of their conceptual forecasts. We stand in awe of the possibility of what the future ages, wherein the Supreme and the Ultimate may attain new levels of divinity and ascend to new domains of personality function, may witness in the realms of the deitization of still other unexpected and undreamed of beings who will possess unimagined powers of enhanced universe coordination. There would seem to be no limit to the Deity Absolute's potential of response to such unification of relationships between experiential deity and the existential Paradise Trinity.